tobacco, like in a field, or is there, is it usually known as a tobacco patch or?
I don't know.
It all depends on the size, yeah.
I don't know a thing about tobacco. Because we only have one little section in Alabama that has any tobacco, and I've never lived in the tobacco region.
Okay. What kind of fences did you have around yards when you were growing up?
Paling fences.
Okay. What do they look like?
Paling. Piece of 1x3 or 1x2 wood, about anywhere from 3 or 4 feet high up to 5 or 6. So it was just slats to put on. Well, of course, you have your railings to nail them to.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the.
Is that the type of huckleberry fence?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What kind of fence would you have around, say, a field or a cattle? Yeah.
Usually, now that depends on what section of the country you were in. If you were down where they had both cattle and hogs, you would have a hog wire with a barbed wire on top.
Mm-hmm.
If you were where they just don't deal with anything but cattle, you'd have barbed wire fences.
Mm-hmm. What is hog wire?
Hog wire?
Yeah.
Hog wire is a matted wire with it comes in anywhere from 24 inches to from 2 to 4 feet high. It's a webbing anywhere from small, the webbing is small at the bottom and the holes get larger the nearer the top you get.
Oh, yeah. It keeps them from breeding
up. So that's right. From going through.
Okay. Did you ever see a fence company or with
rails? Rail fences, sure. I've seen rail fences, but it's been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've seen them whether used for decorative purposes, but I've actually seen them in use 50, 60 years ago in southwest Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you ever have any other name for them, other than rail fences?
That's all I've ever heard.
Okay. Okay, when you make a barbed wire fence,
you don't make them, you build them.
Well, when you build a barbed wire fence, what's the first thing that you usually do?
Put the post in the ground. You survey to get your line straight, to get it on the line, and to get your post on the line. I'm going to the club right now in a minute.
Okay.
And that's the first thing you do is to get your line set to...
Just have straight
fence. Yes.
And then you
put your post in.
Mm-hmm. What do you use to put posts and use
that? Well, if you don't have anything better, you can use a pair of post hole diggers that you use by hand.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a post hole digger that'll operate on the tractor, you can bore them in the ground. If you got the latest thing, a hydraulic one that'll drive them in the ground. And that's the way you get them in the ground, and then you always put that bottom wire on first. You come up.
Why is that?
Because if you put the top one on, the bottom will loosen.
Oh, okay.
I got to go to road cup.
What kind of wall?
It'd be a rock wall.
Okay. We had